special guest, defensive back Morgan Barnett. Ladies and gentlemen, The Rock himself, Larry McCarron.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Packers Live. With the Thursday night game and the Monday night show, I was not planning on doing an ode. That was totally unrehearsed, I might add. But events over the weekend have forced me to reconsider. That, too, was unrehearsed. It is called Ode to Week 5. The Packers had the weekend off, their work already done. A chance to watch some football, if only for the fun. The Lions played the Bills and finally returned to form. Losing at Ford Field has always been the norm. The Bears were on the road, but same story for them. The Windy City is asking, will we ever win again? What a week in the division. Impossible to spoil it. The Packers way up here, the rest in the toilet. That might be my favorite ode of all time. Anyway, please say hello to our band as seen on TV, Third and Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? In a game chock full of stars, tonight's guest shone the brightest. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Morgan Barnett. Morgan, welcome to the show.
Nice
to meet you. Thank you. Welcome, Morgan. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Have a good weekend off?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it.
I bet you did because you, not only team-wise, but you personally are coming off a monster game. And somebody told me, namely your head coach, that you were awarded a game ball.
Yeah. That was fun. That was fun. But most importantly, it was a great team win. I mean, guys were flying around. We had a great time out there.
It was a great time just watching you guys out there. Let me ask you this, Morgan. Your play that probably got the most notoriety was the forced fumble, causing that turnover. And was that something at the moment you were actually trying to get done? Were you going for the strip?
Honestly, I was just trying to make the tackle. And Coach Perry always tells us that your arms are your most important weapon. So anytime you make a tackle, if you bring your arms, sometimes the ball might just pop out. And actually, in my case, the ball did pop out.
Morgan, as a safety, certainly you play an enormous role in pass defense. But I would imagine that your role defending the run is equally, if not more, important. I mean, you guys are an integral factor in rushing defense, are you not?
Yeah, it's very important. Certain plays as a safety, you have to come down in the box, and you're almost like a linebacker. So you have guys like A.J. Hawk that suspect you to be at a certain spot, and you don't want to disappoint a guy like that, so you want to make sure you be accountable.
Morgan, of course, a big part of rushing defense is the act of tackling. And I want to take a look at you breaking down in the open field because it is so fundamentally sound? We're going to take a look at it in a minute, I think. Or are we not? Maybe we won't. There you are. Now watch Morgan right here. Breaking down in the open field. The guy's shaking and baking. And you just stayed with him the whole time. That was fundamentally perfect.
Yeah, we just in practice every day. I mean, we practice that all the time, going all the way back, even in OTAs when we didn't have pads, training camp. It's just something that we do all the time, is just practicing open field tackling, because really that's your hardest tackle, is getting a guy in open field. I mean, these are great athletes, and they're paid to make guys miss, so you have to really be dialed in and tuned in with your technique.
Now, Morgan, that was good. Against the Bears, you had one that was great. In fact, it may be the best form tackle I have ever seen. You folks remember that? Now, tell me, Morgan, did that feel tremendous?
Yeah, like a big hit feels just as good as getting the interception. And, I mean, it felt really great. You know, it's just, like I said, interception is great, and getting a big hit, it feels even better.
Morgan, something else. Let's go back to the Viking game. I noticed when Julius Peppers had his interception, scored the touchdown, who's in the end zone but Morgan Burnett, and the big fella, you are directing him to attempt his Lambo leap. Morgan, did that take much convincing? What was going on there?
No, I know it was a very exciting play. I mean, Julius made a great play, not just catching an interception, but scoring a touchdown. And, I mean, I was more anxious for it than the fans. I couldn't wait. As soon as I found out he was on our team, I couldn't wait to see that guy do a Lambo leap. And for me to get a little part in and directing him, that was a lot of fun.
Well, Morgan, hang on to your helmet, buddy, because it is time to go in the huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect a play with the player who made it. Morgan, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Now, Morgan, unfortunately, our telestrator is on injured reserve tonight. So I'm going to use my finger. Not this one, the good one, okay? Here is Morgan right here. Now, folks, to appreciate this, you just have to watch the whole play at full speed to see what Morgan does. Okay, let's go. Goes across the entire field to make that play for next to nothing. Morgan, that was extremely well done. Now let's go back to the start and we'll kind of dissect it a little bit.
All right.
But we had to see it at full speed. Okay, once again, we'll reorientate ourselves, and here is Morgan right here. What I wanted to ask you about, if we could roll the tape forward, all of a sudden you're going to start making some kind of hand gesture. Now, stop it right there. What's that mean? Can you tell us, or would you have to bury us or whatever?
Yeah, I'm going to have to bury if I tell you. But it's just me and Devon House, the corner. We just had a little communication going in. We knew going into this game, most of the time you had a receiver inside the split, it would be harder for House to kind of guard him because he's running away from House leverage, which is outside. So I just told him, you know, it's just me and him backside so I can help him out. So I was saying if he goes underneath, I'll take him. And if he doesn't, you protect me if I'm going to be aggressive. And we was on the same page on that play.
Well, you were very serious about helping Devon out. We roll it forward here because something else I wanted to ask you about this particular play. And as they snap the ball and the receiver's coming across, right here, it looks like everybody's pretty much playing zone. And it's clear you and Jarius White right here, you're playing man. Now, do I read that right? And is that because you told Devon, I'm going to help you out, and you were serious business?
Yeah, that's right. It's almost like that's Devon's house guy, but we kind of switch roles. So it's almost like now that becomes my man, and he's protecting me deep over top. And so now you get a little traffic jam. I got a key on my man, but at the same time, I don't want to run into Mike or nobody else and get picked.
You are playing at this point faster and harder than anybody because it was like you were a man on a mission. And, folks, this was 3rd and 3. You know what they netted? 2 yards. Had to kick the ball. Morgan Burnett, that's about as good as it gets. Well done. Hey, coming up, another edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Old Susanna. Welcome back. Time to play Earn Your Autograph, and our guest player is Susanna. Susanna, what grade you in?
Sixth.
You like football?
Yes, I love it.
You ever play football?
Yes, I do.
You're in trouble, Morgan.
Yeah.
Susanna, if you can learn the football skill Morgan's about to coach you up on, you will earn his autograph. How way cool is that?
Awesome.
All right, awesome. Morgan, what are we going to learn?
I'll teach you how to shed a block or get off a block. But we call it shedding the block. So if I was Larry, you can hold the ball.
Okay, I can hold the ball.
Yeah, so you stand here. If I'm a receiver trying to block you, stop you from getting to Larry, I want you to come up to me. Don't put your arms wide. I want you to get right in my chest. You can grab my coat. You get right in my chest, and you snatch down and pull it through. And that's the way you get off a block. So I want you to.
Okay, and at the same time, she's got to be aware of where I'm going,
you gotta
right?
Got to be aware of where Larry's going. So that's why you got to get that inside leverage so you can control me. So you get in my chest, snatch me down, and pull me through.
Okay.
You ready?
Hey, hang on. Let's get a play together.
We go to right.
Okay, all right. You ready? I'm going to come to your block.
Ooh.
Yeah. One more time, Morgan. One more time, I might have got by that time.
So next time, this time when you snatch me through, look and see where Larry's going so you know where to go.
Do I touch him?
Yeah, go tackle him.
All right.
Hey, speak for yourself, big guy, all right?
You ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Ooh.
You know what I just decided, Morgan? Susanna is quick enough to run around the block and still make the play. Does she earn your autograph?
Oh, she did great. She does.
All right. While Susanna is getting said autograph, we got to take a timeout. When we come back, more with Morgan Burnett. Do not go away, please. Good job.
Catch Packers Live with your team. For free group tickets, call or email the Packers and be part of the show live at Lambeau Field.
Thank you, Short and Short. We are back with Morgan Burnett. And Morgan, I don't know if you saw it, but Saturday morning in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, the writer there picks out the stars of the game and lists everybody's performance, good, bad, or indifferent. And the stars of the game were headed by one Morgan Burnett. And the elaboration included, it might have been your finest moment as a Packer. And the question I have for you, Morgan, do you guys as active players pay any attention to what's being written and said out there, or have you been around enough that we don't care?
Nah, I don't. Under my opinion, I don't pay any attention to it. My main goal is, as long as we're winning as a team, that's our main focus, is that we're heading in the right direction. And our ultimate goal is trying to bring another Super Bowl back home.
Yeah. On a more personal note, I had my young assistant, Matt, who understands how to do Twitter, go on Twitter today and look up Morgan Burnett and see what's going on there. And here is the picture we came up with. Morgan, could you explain? What's going on there?
This might have been an off day. So MJ, my son, he's here. He told me, he said, Dad, let's take a picture. So I was like, okay. So I'm thinking we're taking a normal picture, gave the camera to mom. And then he said, no, let's take our shirts off and take the picture. And then he said, let's flex our muscles. So I said, okay, and I did.
Morgan, I don't know if you realize this, but at one time, I looked like that.
I believe. I've seen pictures, so I believe you.
All right, fair enough. Coming up, we'll have questions for Morgan from our lively audience here in the Legends Club. High attack, the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Thank you, Third and Short. Welcome back. Morgan Burnett, our very special guest tonight. We have some questions for him. But before we do that, I have a question for our audience. Last week, the Packers played on Thursday night. A lot of criticism about that kind of a program by applause. How many people enjoy the NFL games on Thursday night, think it's a good idea? We'll pass your thoughts on to the commissioner. And on to questions for Morgan Burnett. Your name?
Connor.
Connor, can you hold the mic for me? Okay, wonderful. Connor, what's your question for Morgan?
When did you get interested in football and why?
I got interested in football around like 5 or 6. And then I was into it because my older brother played football. So I wanted to be just like my older brother, so I copied everything he did.
All right. Next up we have?
Annie.
And Annie, what's your question? That's what this period is for.
Oh, good.
Questions.
Morgan, I believe everybody comes from somewhere, and I think a lot of athletics start in high school, and I'm wondering if you were a 1, 2, or 3-sport athlete in high school.
I played 3 sports. I played football, basketball, and ran track.
Yeah. And twofold. I know you played professional football, but in high school, what was your favorite sport?
It was football, definitely. But in track, I have my county record in the triple jump still, so I take pride in that.
If you're wondering why I'm having the questioners hold the mic, it's because the sound guy told me, don't do that. And it's impossible not to do that. So you look like a pro.
Well, thank you, Larry.
And your name, sir?
My name is Ben.
Okay.
And my question, Morgan, is two-part question. One for my daughter, want to know what you eat for breakfast before the game, game day.
Before the game, they do like normally we get either the mini pancakes or the waffles. So I try to avoid from eating no more than 2. So I have that, scrambled eggs, bacon, water, and orange juice.
All right, breakfast of champion. That's great.
Took the words right out of my mouth, Ben.
Hey, you go sit down there. I'll take over. All right, those.
This guy's insanity by heredity. Right there. Okay, Frank, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive?
My favorite question was number 1. They get an official Packers Live light switch cover made of pure aluminum.
All right. Coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us. Thank you, Coach Short. We are back with Morgan Burnett. Morgan, this week, a trip to Miami for a game against the Dolphins, who are coached by Joe Philbin, who spent a number of years coaching for the Green Bay Packers. He kind of knows you guys who play defense, win against you all the time. Is that any kind of a factor at all, Morgan?
In a way it is, but, I mean, he understands. He knows us as players. He knows our personnel. But playing against the Dolphins is an unfamiliar opponent, so we're really going to have to dial in into our film study, you know, watching a lot of film, more film than normal, just to get a feel for these guys. And the little bit that we've seen, this is a really good team. They have playmakers all over the field. It's going to take a team effort again to try to get the job done.
Morgan, go get them. Thanks for being here. Thank you for watching.